Construction of mustard agents stored at the Bluegrass Army Depot has begun. The announcement came Wednesday during a quarterly meeting of two citizen community advisory groups. The first mustard munition went into the static detonation chamber on June 7th. Site project manager for the chemical agent destruction plan, Candace Coyle, said it's best not to give public notice for a specific startup date.
We want to make sure we do things safely, right? And we're not putting the public at risk by doing it this way. But we have to make sure we're mindful of the security requirements. We are working on an Army depot where we have a lot of munitions sitting here, and it's publicly known, right?
Coyle noted to date, 30 mustard munitions have been destroyed. She says there have been no surprises. Bluegrass Army Depot Chief of Staff George Tuplenkov says he and his staff took note when the first mustard munition went into a vehicle to be taken to the chamber.
We actually took it off, saved it as a historic piece of paper. It says, look, the first time we were able on our work plan to put down, you know, that we're putting stuff in EONCs. It never happened before. So we kind of, in my operations section, took a few high fives, and we were excited that it started finally.
Plans call for disposal of nerve agent to begin in late 2019. The entire 523 tons of chemical weapons are to be destroyed by the end of 2023. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.